understand that quality content has three components to it. One is the strength of your signal. So if your content doesn't reach that far, if it doesn't have a powerful frequency to it, you're not going to attract a lot of people.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
All right, everyone. It's time for some Q&A with Uncle David. We are looking for a new name, but we're going to do a weekly show, Q&A with Uncle David, here live with LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and we are looking for some great questions so we can help everybody at one time most efficiently. All right, let's get to it. What we got? Question, dial in. Who are we calling? Go ahead and text me at 949-298-2905. Great way to get notified of the meetups, the meetings, the trainings I do, free food, free books, free course, free. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so well. Thank you so much for your question. I was hoping we could help everybody. What's the question for the day for Uncle David?
I think the thing I've been going back and forth with is, like, I'm a grinder and I work hard all off, and I know I have the potential in my industry to make a lot of freaking money. I just made a really big sacrifice of going that way, but I don't feel like my heart is leading me that way. I really want to start a self-healing farm that allows people to come and heal and disconnect. But there's that fear of, you know, I have kids and what about the money and, like, all of that. So how do you navigate that?
Yeah. So first of all, they're not separate, right? They're not separate at all. And so, you know, my motto is make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. I'm driven by the light, the lessons, and the love that I create to make money, to create that. And the best way that I've reconciled this very common issue is to understand currencies. And so, number one, I make all my decisions initially on that fear-based monetary side of things. Money is the object energy of this vibration. It is put into the currency, and not to repeat myself, but if you got green card, you get so much. If you got a gold card, you get more. You got a platinum card, you get more. If you have a black card, you get more. So make your economic decision first, then extract time. Then tell yourself, okay, here's the pharmaceutical sales rep job. It pays a ton, but it's in, you know, Minnesota, and I'm gonna miss my kids and blah, 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 blah. Now extract time from the decision and say to yourself, if this isn't my only lifetime, if time is infinity, if I have plenty of time to learn lessons, would I go to Minnesota for an extra 50 grand? And that's a faithful decision. And now what you do is use the same context of credit that we use with faith and say, all right, according to this decision, am I going to have green card faith? Is that going to be the blend that I use? Or am I going to have gold card faith or platinum card faith or black card faith? Unfortunately, every time we try to counteract or create a decision, we think we have to either have black card faith or black card economy. We don't believe that we could have a blend. And so until we extract time and do the appropriate analysis, we can't make the best decision that's aligned with our personal experiential giving and receiving values at the time. And so what I find is it's the not knowing, not having a structure or a context to put things in for these major life decisions, and we're expecting some perfect answer, either black card economics or black card faith, and there is no black card economic or black card faith unless that's the decision that we make. And those are difficult. Both, believe it or not, to make a completely monetary decision takes a lot. It takes a lot to do. The same as making a decision strictly on faith. But the practice of understanding how to blend green card, gold card, platinum card, and black card monetary analysis and faith analysis will allow you to have the blend that is aligned with your personal experiential giving and receiving values, and knowing that those values change every day. And if you need a little bit of help, if there's a particular situation, I'd be more than happy, go ahead and reach out. You can text me at 949-298-2905, and I'll be happy to kind of take the exact situation, ask you about your personal values, your experiential values, your giving and receiving values, and show you and step you through green card, gold card, platinum card, and black card economic and faith decisions. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I want to thank you for what you're doing. I just recently found you, and I definitely was not expecting to get a phone call. And there's so many, like, people out there that claim they have the answers and that, you know, try and help, but they're not accessible like you talk about. So I really want to thank you for just being you and doing what you do.
I do my best, and I hopefully inspire other people to do their best as well, and I look forward to helping you. Thank you for the question. We'll go on to the next one. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Take care. All right. We'll give another one. We got my boy, my namesake, Charlie. That's my middle name. David Charles Meltzer, beloved servant. Charlie!
Hey, man. How you doing?
Charlie Chip. What's up, my brother? Where are you?
Right now, I'm currently in New York.
In New York? You know, I had Nicole Harbor in here, and she said I had to make sure people knew how cool I was, so I'm going to try to be a little bit cooler. Instead of dorky Uncle Dave, I'm going to try to be the cool Uncle Dave. Anyway, I love New York. Have you seen the mural they made of me on the Elite Club there? Jay-Z owns a little piece of that out in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. Have you seen the Be Happy mural?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. Oh,
we got to meet up there, man. I'm going to do a meet up there. We'll all come out there. I'd love to meet you. Anyway, what question you got for me, Charlie?
What day you're going to be there?
19th of February 19th. Is my next trip. Yeah, we have an office there.
So my question is, so how do you build an audience? Like, you know, you're doing blog. I'm doing vlogs. I have a podcast going on. I'm trying to bring information to the people. How do you build an audience and, like, build a story?
Yeah, so the way to build audience, and there's no better time than now to build an audience. Yeah. The way to build audience is, number one, practice giving good quality content, right? Without that, you're never gonna build an audience. So if you don't have in those blogs, podcasts, writings, posts, quotes, whatever you're doing, pranks, if it's not quality content, don't do it. So the first thing you have to do is develop quality content. The second thing you need to do is be consistent with the quality content. So once you develop quality content, you have to be consistent at it. When you become consistent, then you have to realize and create the nuances, the subtleties of success of how to capture the quality content and be consistent with it, how to amplify it in the different formats and looks and views, et cetera, and also create a strategy to perpetuate that content, that quality content, consistently so that you can utilize it in infinity for perpetuity. Now, beyond that, a couple other pieces of advice. Number one, understand that quality content has three components to it. One is the strength of your signal. So if your content doesn't reach that far, but doesn't have a powerful frequency to it, you're not going to attract a lot of people. Two, understand the spectrum of your content. Quality content, you know, you're putting stuff on TikTok, know what spectrum you're going to reach with that. You know, you want a wide reach. 87% of the people sit into the same spectrum, the same vibration, the same frequency. Is that where you want to be? And within the context of that, what demographic of that spectrum do you want to work? Or do you want to work on a higher vibration, a higher frequency, and a demographic within that? People have to focus in on the strength of their signal, the spectrum of their signal. And then beyond quality content, it has to be clear content. A clear defined communication, a clear defined message, a clear defined brand that's in the context of the strength of your signal and spectrum of your signal. So you cannot conflict with your own beliefs. You can't conflict. This is what makes us inauthentic. In order to stay authentic, organic, and credible, we need to have a pure strength of a signal, a spectrum, and a clear, clear message. These are the key components. The final piece of advice I have for you, Charlie, is to not attach your emotions to the number of followers that you have. You know, I have a 20-year plan to build my brand. My goal my first year, you know, was literally, we did like 100 vlogs, and then I met Gary 3 Super Bowls ago, so my anniversary is 3. My goal was 2 ambassadors, 2 people that would tell everybody to follow me, watch me, love me. That's all I wanted year one. Two people that would get me two people a year. And if I continued every year just to get two more people, that would get me two more people. After 5 years, and I will tell you, I think I'm ahead of this schedule, but after 5 years, my goal was 64 people that would get me 64 people. The cool thing about that, if I continued to focus on every year just getting two people to love Dave Meltzer and to share Dave Meltzer and to get me two more people to really engage with Dave Meltzer and be ambassadors for David Meltzer, after 10 years, I'd have 2,000 ambassadors. After 15, I'd have 64,000. And after 20 years, I'd have 2 million ambassadors. And after 20 years, still a young man, still with my family, still in a great community, I'd be able to create an extraordinary impact. Fortunately, because I detached my emotions from an outcome, I allowed people to laugh at me, snicker at me, make fun of me, because I only had so many followers. Now I have one of the biggest followings as a middle-aged mutant turtle. Guys over 50, I always joke around, I go, you know, I'm winning this, someone just is gonna honor me with this social influencer award, you know, and I'm like, is that like an over 50 award? You know, like, cause there's like three of us over 50. It's like winning a marathon in the over 80 division, you know, as long as you show up. But anyway, think about what I'm talking about. If you have further questions, make sure you text me. Everybody out there, you could text me at 949-298-2905. 949-298-2905. Everybody, you know, that's a great community for us to do meetups, trainings, questions. Hit me up. I am available to give you my insight, my dummy tax, my experience. Hopefully that was helpful for you, Charlie. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.